Just like I told Mr. Kent, there I was hanging there for what seemed like years. Then I thought I must have flipped my lid from being so scared, because right then, this guy in a red and blue costume comes flying through the air and catches me.
Well, I know it, Mr. White, but it happened. My brain was whizzing around in my head, and the next thing I knew, this super guy landed me behind one of the hangars like on a feather bed.
Then I made like a schoolgirl and passed out, fainted.
As you know, I was a county building inspector on the Metropolis Depot overpass. Contractor was W.T. Wayne. He's one of the biggest in the business. Baker was the superintendent on the job. He and I had some trouble. It all started because he wouldn't wait for my inspections before pouring the cement. One day, I...
Howdy! You know, a young lady downstairs told me to come right along up. Former penniless prospector, now middling rich ex-prospector, hankering to enjoy life a little and help them as deserves it. Well, I do fine, Miss Lane, just fine. You know, it's a great pleasure to meet people like you, but I sort of hoping Superman would be here like I asked. Well, I sure hope he shows up.
The way I see it, he's got exactly 2 seconds.
Howdy. You know I've heard a heap about you, but I never thought I'd get to shake your hand. Well, I'll get right to the point. Now, I know this here newspaper, and you, too, take a lot of interest in the Children's Camp Fund.
Well, that's what I mean. I aim to help a little, too. Well, heck, I don't want no credit. I got this big piece of land. I figured it'd make a pretty good campsite for the kids to have their vacation at. But I figured this campsite would be self-supporting. See, there's a pretty good silver mine right on the property, which, in your honor, sir, I've named the Superman Silver Mine.